This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Shine on by, don't you know I'm a new soul?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. That would be me, your host. As you know, today is Free Readings Tuesday, but we're going to hold on calling in just for a few moments. The number in a few moments, when I let you know when, is 844-390-8255. Again, don't call in quite yet because we have a couple things we need to do, but when I let you know, I'm going to call in to 844-390-8255. And this will be, it's your time. I have really very limited private readings now. And so my intention with this is to offer these free readings for those of you who want to connect directly with me and aren't able to get on the schedule for a private reading, you know, for whatever reason. They're booked out quite a ways. And my main focus is actually on teaching spiritual intuition, which you can do in the $15 courses, self-study courses, or you can do as part of the group training that is going all year round. So for right now, we have just started another self-study course. It's Heal Your Family Karma, Release Seven Shadows. $15, go to sarahwiseman.com and then go to the front page or just go to courses and you'll see it there. You know, it's so interesting to me. This is my most popular course and it's also the subject of today's show, what is family karma and how can we release it or how can we heal it? I was surprised when I wrote this course way, way back, it started out with Daily Om and now it's on my website. I was surprised that it was so popular. I tend to write things that and teach things that I feel that, you know, have going on in my own life. And what I found with this course or this subject of family karma is that pretty much everyone in the whole world forever deals with family karma. So I want to break this down a little bit. First of all, when we talk about karma, there's sort of an ancient way to look at things. There's an ancient way of looking at things as our deeds and intentions coming forward as either negative or positive. And there's also the Buddhist idea of karmic traces, so that if our karma is not cleared up over time, if we don't clear negative karma into a state of emptiness or enlightenment, it continues on lifetime after lifetime and lifetime until that process happens. What I have received from the guides is similar, but very slightly different language. The guides tend to give me information in a more westernized language or a more modern language that's a little bit more accessible to you and me in our modern Western, for me at least, a Western life. They say karma is soul lessons over time.
Kathy Allen.
Soul lessons over time. And so when we talk about soul lessons over time, we're not talking about a curse. We're not talking about, I can hear some background right now, so I want to correct that. Okay, good about that. So anyway, we're not talking about a curse. We're not talking about a doomsday situation that you cannot escape. when we're talking about soul lessons learned over time, in terms of that's a definition of karma, what we mean is that as the karmic traces come forward, or as the karma comes forward from our past, we get the chance to work on this as a soul lesson. We get the chance to face that karmic trace, maybe we'll call it, or that karma coming forward. And we get a chance to work on it a different way than we did in last lifetime. So especially in terms of family karma, it becomes really interesting because, again, we are dropped into these families lifetime after lifetime. We repeat with the same soul clusters lifetime after lifetime. And here we are with the karmic lesson, and how are we going to face it in this lifetime? So in family karma, we talk about, or what I have received, I call it the seven shadows. And these are seven karmic shadows that are written into the history of all our families. And these shadows are abuse, that could be physical, sexual, or emotional, addiction, you know, drugs and alcohol, but of course, all the other, you know, porn, shopping, food, consumption, social media, whatever, what exercise, addiction. Three, violence. This is usually about being raised in a wartime or a situation where there's a lot of violence, you know, it's unsafe to go out. Poverty. This is a lot of the reasons a lot of our families have immigrated to different places. Illness. This could be a chronic illness in the family, or it could be the illness of somebody that you have to face, or your own illness. Abandonment. This is about people who have, they're abandoned in their family. Either their family leaves, maybe they immigrate, or there's a divorce, or somebody disappears. And betrayal. And this is usually around family feuds and that kind of thing. So again, abuse, all the kinds, addiction, all the kinds, violence, poverty, illness, abandonment, and betrayal. And so how do we deal with that? These are horrible, awful things. And yet when I do this work with my group training, what people mostly find is that they have most, if not all, of the seven shadows in their lineage, either on their mother's side, their father's side, or if they've got blended families on all the variety of sides that could come. They've got most of the shadows. And what this tells me is that, wow, as humans, we have a lot to learn, right? We have a lot to get through. And I know personally from my own self, in my family, we've got the shadow of abuse. We've got the trifecta. We've got sexual abuse, we've got physical abuse, and we've got emotional abuse. That is totally horrible. In my family, on at least one of the lineages, we've got addiction. We've got hardcore alcoholism in the past. And so this is really hard too. On my family also, we have poverty. Basically, wherever you look, poverty was there. These very, very poor peasant people in different parts of Europe, in terms of my own situation, attempting to survive. And so as you're listening, you're like, oh, okay, I've got some of these too. So how do we heal this? How do we heal this? We heal it by working on connecting where the karma began in the lineage. And because we are usually unable to go back in meditation much further than usually like our great grandparents is about as far as we have awareness of. But when we start to track back, it's always the karma is there as if it's showing up in your life. It's there as a cycle that's been repeating, and you can go back into the ancestral lineage and begin to speak to those ancestors, those departed, and begin to heal the karma. And what people also find, which I find is, this has happened to me a few times, so interesting, is that as we go back in meditation and work on healing the family karma, we often find that in past lives, we were there. We were there at the start of the karmic wound being formed. And maybe we were there as the perpetrator. More often we are there as the witness. We were there when that cycle began. We are often ancestrally our own great-grandparent or our own great-great-grandparent. Whatever gender, past, when we go back into meditation, we often discover our soul in a different body, but it's still us. And here we come around again to look again at this karmic lesson. And so, of course, the goal is to clear this out. As we become more conscious, generation after generation, we open our consciousness. We can look with, you know, the natural inclination is to look at these seven shadows: abuse, addiction, violence, poverty, illness, abandonment, betrayal. It's common, you know, we have shock, we have disbelief, we have shame, we have anger. And those are all super valid and part of the healing process. And if we can also take it a step further, if possible, and we can have compassion for those people in our family who are locked in this pattern of suffering. But even if we are the ones who have been wounded, and I know a lot of you guys are, even if we are the ones who have been wounded, we can take, or we can begin to take, the idea not of forgiveness, but of having compassion for others in the family and others in the lineage who cause this damage, and have compassion for them as souls who are not conscious, as people who are not awake. And if you're not awake, you're suffering. We can have compassion for those who are suffering, for their pain, and for them passing that pain forward. Very hard. It's a big step. A lot of us don't get much past anger, rage, grief, all the ways we could feel. Anyway, so this is what is a fascinating subject. And again, all of us have families. The karma comes down through the lineage. Death keeps coming down until somebody, you, me, somebody, starts to look at it head on and begin to clear it. So if you're interested in this, again, that Heal Your Family Karma, it's on my website, sarahwiseman.com. It's $15. And for those of you who want to study directly with me, spiritual intuition, we are registering now for summer session, which starts in June, but we are already half full. Actually, I think we're more than half full. So you can sign up for that at the website too, sarahwiseman.com. And that's a very intensive training. You can take it in whatever chunks you like, but it leads to the two-year psychic reader training where you'll be featured as a visionary psychic on my website. Okay, let us go now. We're going to open the phones to Free Readings Tuesday, and we're going to have the number to call in is 844-390-8255. That is 844-390-8255. And it looks like we have first up Kathy from Long Beach. Kathy, welcome.
Oh, hi, Sarah.
Hi, welcome. What can I help you out with today?
So thank you so much for what you do, Sarah, first of all. Just love listening to you and reading all that you share with us, all your wisdom. So I thought I'd call in because I've been struggling with this kind of being I should say stuck with a decision or a choice, I guess, in my life, whether or not to move on, retire, kind of live my life out and enjoy it, or, you know, the fear of just that fear of letting go of a stable, secure income, you know, just trying to, it's like leaping off of a, you know, into an abyss. It's like, you just don't know what's going to happen. And I'm just, I don't know, looking for signs, direction, any kind of like, you know, I try to look at the pros and cons, you know, I have grandchildren, I've done enough, you know, I'm creative, I could move on into other venues, but it's that big, you know, dark fear of the unknown. And just trying to, like, some days I'm like totally clear, okay, I'm going to do it. And then I'll backtrack and I'll be like, oh no, I can't, and, you know. So I'm so tired of this indecisiveness of, you know, do I or don't I?
Right. How old are you?
I'm 62.
Okay. So this
and
is.
I'm a nurse and I've, you know, I've been a nurse for, 35 plus years now.
Yeah. So I think this is part of the, we're given this age, 65 is the year, right? And if you do it before, or even 70, you know, in terms of all this social security, when to take it, when not to take it. So
it's
part of the issue is the cultural, the rational cultural idea is it's too early. But what But what I find, so back in 2008, I was working, I had not started this work yet. I did advertising copywriting. That was my whole career, journalism, all that kind of stuff. And in 2008, when the economy crashed, I lost all my freelance, all my work. I had a bunch of freelance contacts, and they, in one day, they called me and said, I'm sorry, the economy has crashed. No more work for you. And I was, you know, it was really bad. And yet that was the entire impetus for me starting to do work in this field. Like, it's just like, well, I don't have anything else. There's no work. I guess I'll start my book like I thought I was going to do, but never did. And so for me, it was the universe like ripping the rug out, because I wouldn't move toward it on my own because I was too afraid of losing that stability. And it taught me two things. Mm-hmm. It taught me when the time is right for you to do something different that your soul wants to do, you can't really stop that from happening. Even if you try and put it off, the universe is just gonna make something happen so that you're forced to do your soul creativity or the other things that you want to do. And the other thing I learned was, there isn't really anything stable or secure. It's all completely an illusion. I mean, we look at what happened with COVID, right? All of our paradigms about what we thought was safe, they're all gone. Or we look at people who have incidents happen to them that change their life. It's like the idea of security is not actually real. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, we think it's real, but then something happens and it's not real. So I think for you, you're already knowing in your heart that you want to try something different while you still have like years and years of health and so forth to do that. And I would just allow that to lead you. There is nothing further for you to learn doing what you've been doing. It's almost like a waste of your life. So just look at, you know, you have a lot of years to do something really interesting.
And especially in terms of creating income, I think it's a great misbelief that you can't create an income, a supplementary income, doing something different. So
it's just that, you know, giving up that that and venturing into the unknown. And I am very capable. I am a hard worker. I'm very creative. There are things I can do. I am, I'm just very spiritually minded too. So been really trying to work with the angels and signs and, you know, a lot of meditating. And I think that's helping.
I would guess you've been receiving. I would guess you've been receiving signs on this, which is one reason you called in here, but I would guess you've been receiving signs for a while, but you're just like, oh, there's a sign, but I'm still afraid. I have to push that one away. I would guess that those signs have been coming in pretty fast and furious, that it's time.
Yeah. Like you say, I don't want the universe to force me in sort of a, sometimes you see things happen in sort of an unpleasant way. So it's almost like do it before something, you know, really forces me to.
Because one of the lessons here is about you facing, I mean, a lot of people have this fear, but it's about you facing the fear of not being supported, or you're not trusting the universe to support you. But the universe can support you. So this is like this soul lesson, like, can I really trust it? Can I really trust it?
Yeah.
Which I think you can.
Yeah, it is that surrender thing. Yeah. That surrender, you know?
So what would something that you... find really interesting that you like have always been okay, I think I might want to do this. What is that thing?
Well, I'm very creative. I'm very artistic. I do, you know, jewelry, macrame, sew clothes. You know, I have a strong imagination, lots of ideas. I garden, I make wreaths, I do moss baskets. I'm just I love to make things.
I cook, I sew, So you could have a pretty amazing.
I'm like a real.
Well, you could have a pretty amazing.
Sort of like a huge.
You go ahead.
What's that?
You go ahead.
I'm just like a real huge Cancer at heart, you know, but I've got that Taurus moon that's just like hanging on, and I can't seem to sort of get it to bust of the security of having a stable income. And sort of your talk earlier about all the, you know, those shadows, it's sort of like when you think about it, I probably have all of those. I mean, I'm sure I do. The poverty, the abandonment, you know, all those sort of fear-based kind of things that makes it hard to just let go.
Yeah. So it's an invitation to go beyond what you knew from previous lifetimes, not only around the family, but around your whole approach to, you know, can I trust? It sounds like you could have a really awesome like Etsy business, like an Etsy company. Etsy. I'm not sure how to say that. There's so much cool made stuff there.
Yeah, I'm sure I could. My sister has done that, and she keeps telling me, "Oh, it's, you know, it's easy." And I kind of like, well, I'm not that organized, and I don't know how to figure out that technology, and I have to stop with all those sort of beliefs that are limiting me, you know, from moving on.
Yeah. Well, I think that you're going to do just fine. And it's a beautiful period of growth to sort of look at this and take the leap and trust the universe. So good luck. Yeah. I think it's going to all be fine.
I'll okay. let you. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you.
Yeah, so if anyone else wants to call in, we have lines open, 844-390-8255. That is 844-390-8255. Kathy brings up some really great points, and I know a lot of you guys listening out there, well, not all of you, but there's a segment of you guys listening out there that are in a similar age range, wondering like, what's the next thing, right? And don't be afraid. I think people in this age range, 50s to 70s, we were kind of raised by parents that had to work for 50, I don't even know, work for decades and get the gold watch idea. And that's not the way anymore. We are allowed to change and experience lots of things. And the younger generations know this very clearly, but we have a little trouble with that level of flexibility and trust. Take the leap. Yes, always. All right, we have on the phone Michelle calling from, oh, Michelle's gone. So we do have lines open, 844-390-8255. I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a sneak. So a lot of you guys know, I was probably backwards, but I write for Sedona Journal of Emergence. I've been writing for them for multiple years, and I do a channeled report that you guys receive as Divine Astrology. And then I also do an Ask Sarah column that you can call in and ask questions, or you can write in and ask questions about. And so a sneak preview of May, I want to just give this to you guys. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says, all your gifts are required. Roll up your sleeves, step into the ring. The work you are destined to do has arrived. You have no more waiting, hiding, preparing, or getting ready. What you have been waiting for is here now, and you have only one thing to do: say yes. When you consider your soul's destiny, remember that your contribution comes in many forms. Many of you have esoteric gifts. You see visions, channel, communicate with the spirit world, journey in dimensions, heal with energy. There is much work for you. Others of you have more worldly gifts. You understand how to support, sustain, grow, and build things. You know how to work with people, animal, and plants. There is much work for you. Others of you are here to shape a more mundane reality. You work in politics, business, banking, resources, energy. There is much work for you. And I find this so interesting. We're going to have this big full moon. I think it's in Scorpio. I've got to check that. It's April 26th. People have been describing it as a witchy moon or a tempestuous moon or a moon of a lot of energy. And what a lot of you are finding is that right now you are dropping into the biggest soul lessons of your life right now, these last months. Remember, age of Aquarius, right? Yeah, here we go. So I'll just read a little bit more. And again, lines are open. You can call into 844-390-8255, 844-390-8255. Help others to awaken. The world stage still swirls in confusion and chaos with violent conflicts in political and business leadership. Most confusing to the awakened soul is how much of the world
is still asleep. How can it be possible, you ask? How can anyone think or act in such profane ways? You probably have these experiences in your own life. I know that I do. Why doesn't everyone understand we are one? And here we go. This is the nature of an evolving world and the nature of the beginning of the age of Aquarius. Those who are awake, that's us, right? We're awake, will chafe at the deep, unrelenting slumber of those who are still asleep. What can wake them up? The answer is you. In your awakening, you help others awaken. Will it be in this lifetime? Certainly not. Remember, you are at the beginning of this new era. Change happens, but it does not happen all at once. Be patient and hopeful and know that you, with your understanding, are lifting the world. You, me, all of us. Love everyone, even those who are sleepwalking. All souls wake up, for it is their destiny to turn to the light. And so as we're looking at karma, soul lessons over time, it may be really frustrating to have moved into this state of compassion for those who are suffering, those who the perpetrators, the abusers, the conflict makers, the Julia Cameron's term, the crazy makers, right? It can be really difficult to take that as, you know, Michelle Obama's like, when they go low, we go high. It can be really difficult to go to that place. But this is how we awaken further, by softening our hearts, moving into healing, wishing healing for others by releasing anger for being hurt, but all the family karma or the world karma, all this stuff. And this increases our own awakening. It lifts us into higher vibration. And we just, as we lift up the whole, you know, this idea of we are all one, so the whole thing lifts up together. What affects one, you and me, other people, affects one, the greater collective consciousness. All right, one last call for free readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255, 844-390-8255. If you want to call in now, or the lines are going to be closed. So it's 844-390-8255. And again, reminding you guys that we are registering for the Family Karma Project, $15. It's on the website, sarahwiseman.com. And also we're registering for summer session, Intuition University Summer Session 2021. So we've been doing that for almost 10 years, actually. We started in early 2012, and it's phenomenal, the people that show up to that work, and the people who are like deep diving, right? Deep diving and working together and learning how to do spiritual intuition as a tool. Alrighty, let's just do a little meditation before we go today. Let's go ahead and close our eyes. And we're going to close our eyes. And we're going to take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I want you to search in your heart for the biggest wound that is there. And I want you to sort of bring that forward from your heart And I want you to gather it up from all the other places it has sort of spread into the rest of your body. Just bring it up into the heart so that none of that pain is in any other part of your body. It's all in the heart. And if there is a person or people associated with that pain, I want you to bring them. So you're going to call in your guides. If you don't know how to do this, it's fine. Just do it anyway. Call in your guides and bring in the presence of this other person or people into your awareness. And I would like you to just say your truth to this person or people. Just say it in your mind's eye, or excuse me, say it in your head. And you may feel emotion or you may not. We're just going to say your truth. I think my dog is coming to visit us. Maybe not. Just say it. And I want you to receive back from that other person, soul to soul. Then I want you to take this pain from your heart. I just want you to just give it to the guide. It may appear like some gritty gray stuff or some dust or blob. Just give it to the guide. They're going to take it away. And then say thank you to this other person or people that you are having conflict or pain from. Say thank you for participating in this soul lesson with me. So that's what you've been doing. You've been working on your soul lessons. And then I want you to come back to this reality in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we are back in the room. As you can tell, I sway. I sway when I work and my arms go around. It's just what happens for me. Everybody, we'll be back next week. Wishing you a beautiful moon coming up. Celebrate that. And looking forward to being with you next time. Thanks for being part of the show.
Want more of Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman? Tune in weekly for more divine teachings on living a soul-led life. Want Sarah's books, courses, and free gifts? Visit sarahwiseman.com.
Shanti.